talking to them. I sat down at the table twice and talked to Governor Ellington, and I thought he was one of the most reasonable high officials that we've ever had, because he wasn't too big to talk to a little man. That's the way I looked at that. And some high officials, you see, they're too large, you see, to consider and talk to the little fellow. But the Governor Ellington was a very reasonable man, in my experience and what I've seen about him. And he helped us out. We had a problem. We went to him. The first time he said, "I didn't know what your problem was. The other high officials are not here. They're in Denver, Colorado." Had a meeting there. Said, "You boys go down to my office. Secretary, check out the highway department and see when you can get a date. Says, come back here, boys, and we'll thrash this thing out." Mm-hmm. So we did. We went back. And that's the reason why that Bucks North exit's down here. That was the problem. We was trying to get that set up down. And that's what we got. It's there. Mm-hmm. They fought it all the way through. But this Bucks North exit's down here on I-40 Highway. And that's the way we got it, was through the aid of Governor Ellington. We kept fighting through, and we see we couldn't get it. The highway department didn't want to go along, and when he told them to put it on there, not to hunt no rat holes, put it on there. So the Bucks North exit's down here on I-40 here on Sugar Creek. And that's never been worth, I don't know if it's been worth a dime to me in a financial way, but I spent my time and money working and fighting for it to get it for the benefit of these people, of our people here in this community. Mm-hmm. They was aiming, didn't set up one for this area, from through, yes, Hickman County. Mm-hmm. But it's down there. We got it, we fought hard for it, and we got it there. Now then, you can realize, see, how much taxes it's these people is paying down there, all this business and stuff down there. Mm-hmm. That land's valued at $17,000 an acre, around there where them places, establishments is at. That's pretty high valuation for them. Being out in the country, you know, which wouldn't be considered high around cities and places like that, but it is high to be out in the country. Mm-hmm. And, of course, this I-40 through here disrupted. See, there's 10 families that lived here in this community that left out on the county highway. See, taking their homes. And they sold out, taken it, moved on out. So they paid them a fair price for it, in one sense of the word. On the other hand, it like it is here with us, they divided our farm here, and this racket, we put up with it 24 hours a day. There ain't no way in the world to get away from it, only just to sell out and leave out. We can't stop it. We ain't got no authority, no power, no way. Mm-hmm. We don't want to leave, because we've been here all our lives, and so we just have to stay with it. We just put up with it. Tough it down, I guess. Mm-hmm. We may take off California. For a few days, and that one's better than nothing. But that traffic out there is bad too, you know.
Yeah. Tell me about your parents, where they were born and what their education
was. My father was born in Dixon County. Uh-huh. And on January the 20th of 1844, on a farm, and he grew up there. And then when the Civil War come up, he went to the Civil War and stayed the duration of the war. Mm-hmm. And his brother, there were three other brothers, three boys, and they all three went. Mm-hmm. His older brother got crippled, wounded, and he got back home. His other brother got killed in Atlanta, Georgia. So he was lucky. He made the whole rounds and come back and married a neighbor girl up there, Lou Gart. So they lived there, married, and they sold a farm out there and come here and bought this farm here in September of 1868. So on the 20th day of January, he arrived here. They moved from Dixon County on Nails Creek to this place right here. Mm-hmm. And arrived in here late at night. On the 20th day of January, the day was 25 years old.